Hour number two of Garden Talk. Good morning, everyone. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. Hello, Gwen. And special guest wearing a beautiful patriotic American flag sweatshirt is Sandy Baker, and it's stunning, absolutely stunning. Sandy is with us because she wrote the beautiful poem that we read every year on Garden Talk called The Week After New Year's. She's a wonderful writer and gardener and has written a series of children's books, which we'll talk about also, and she has a new one. She also gardened for many years on a big property. Well, how big a property was that? How many acres was that?
Almost 6 acres.
6 acres. Yeah. And then you've downsized in the past few years.
Downsized to about a third of an acre.
Into Santa Rosa property.
Into the middle of Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
And the climate is very different. The microclimates are very different.
Did you dig up any plants on your old property and bring them?
Do you know, I did not.
Not one?
Not a one.
Oh. So none of them had that much sentimental value to you that you couldn't live without any one plant? Guess not.
What I did was have to clean out the property before I could start planting because it had been empty for 2 years, and it just sat there. So after 14 truckloads of plant material,
wow.
I felt like I had a clean slate and I was starting over again, and I wanted to really be serious about my mini Monet's garden, my messy mini Monet's garden.
That's going to be so wonderful.
I hope.
Oh, so it's going to be part of the Sonoma County Medical Alliance's garden tour, which is this May. They took last year's off, and this year is the 25th annual. We'll have folks from the organization on Garden Talk, as we always do, and give away tickets. We may even have Sandy Baker come back and talk about her garden.
Since she'll be on the tour.
I'll give you a progress report.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
From December 31st, we couldn't get to this call, Gwen, on December 31st, from Carol Carr. She said, "Hi, Gwen and Steve. Here's a photo of a plant that I've had since September 2005. It's not blooming. It's in a pot in the front. I'll take a current photo," which she did. "It's triple in size now. It's still not blooming. I hope I have the correct name. It's a native of Nepal and or China, where it grows on the bark of trees like a mistletoe would. Thanks for your show. I listen every weekend." Well, you did some research. You were able to find out the name of the plant and a little bit more of it. It's so funny. When I watch Gwen when we work, she'll get this look in her eyes, and it means, "I know this plant. I know." And she furrows her brow and she's going, I know this plant. It may have been 20 years ago, but I know this plant. You knew what this plant was.
Well, because when I worked at Cottage Gardens years ago, they sold it there. And there's a wholesale nursery in Watsonville called Suncrest Nursery. So there's a lot of local nurseries here that buy from this company. And they have plants that nobody else has. And they're outstanding plants. So look on the label, the pot that has the label that says Suncrest Nursery. Their plants are just out of this world.
So what is this plant?
Carol had the name sort of correct. Uh-huh. It's Agapetes. Agapetes.
Agapetes, yes.
Yes.
Okay, Agapetes.
And there's lots of different species, so I'm not sure which one she has. But because we don't know which one it is, you just might want to protect that during the cold. Well, like we told her. didn't she call last week and talk about this? And then she sent us
the photos,
because
yes.
I couldn't figure out what plant
she was
talking about.
You said
about.
In the meantime, keep it covered.
Yeah, protect it. Yeah, so I hope she did. So unless you have the specific species name, or maybe it's a variety of a cross between two different species that could handle our colder winters, mm-hmm. you know, down to like 25 or so. But in the meantime, you know, protect it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful plant.
And it looks kind of like Chinese lantern plant.
Yeah, like little tiny red, you know what it almost looks to me like? The Australian fuchsia, little bell flowers that hang down. One of my favorite plants, Corea, which is Australian fuchsia, that has that kind of flower to it. I'm sure the hummingbirds love it. And Carol has it in a pot, you know, up on a stand, so it's cascading over. So it's not the shrub type species that I'm familiar with, but it is a really cool plant. It's evergreen, and unless you can give us a little more specifics, protect it in the wintertime.
I'm laughing because a listener just sent us a YouTube video, and I'm going to show you this. Look what the YouTube video is.
Cartoon skunk chasing
Bambi, because of our skunk talk this morning, this listener just sent us the YouTube link for the scene in Bambi where the skunk is starring in the whole scene.
And it said the most romantic scene from Bambi. Good thing those are cartoons.
So thank you, lovely, loyal listener of Garden Talk, for sending us. That's very amusing. And I forgot about that wonderful little scene in the woods with the skunk.
I think the skunk was named Flower, wasn't it?
Was it Flower?
I think so, something like that.
That would make sense.
Because it smelled so good, right?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a good.
I have not seen Bambi.
Well, you must have seen Bambi as a kid.
No, I did not.
What?
No, I don't remember.
No, no, Daisy. Was it Daisy, the name of the skunk? The owl, let's see, when Bambi, Daisy, and Thumper, well, we know Thumper's the rabbit. We could get off on track. We could get off track very easily on this. But anyway, we'll find out. I think it might be Flowers, Sandy.
I think.
Okay. Speaking of flowers, did you write books on flowers? Look at all your books. You've written a book on zucchini, didn't you?
I did write. That was my second book, Zach Zany Zucchini Land. I've written on flowers, hummingbirds, butterfly gardens, alternative lawns. And my latest one is Three Sisters Garden. I don't know whether you've seen that.
No, we have not. Mm-hmm. Was this your first one, Mrs. Feeney?
And the Grubby Garden Gang. That was way back in 2011.
11. And then we have Zach Zany's Zucchini Land. And then we have this beautiful Color My Garden, a Birds, Bees, Butterflies, and Bugs coloring book. And you wrote it bilingual. There's one.
Right. I had it translated into Spanish as well.
Coloría mi jardín.
Very good. Excellent.
Un libro para colorear. Pajaros, abejas, mariposas, y bichos.
Well, I'm shocked, Steve.
I'm impressed. Very good.
Wow.
Oh, I can fake any language. The Dead Butterfly's Diary.
That's a garden detective story.
Oh. She has a spyglass, the little
she
girl.
She does. And you know, when you have a detective story, you always have to have a dead body.
Yes.
Well, in this case, the butterflies are dead. And it's her task, her goal is to find out why the butterflies in her garden died.
And you have a website that tells all about you, and it's a kid-friendly website.
Very kid-friendly. SandyBakerWriter.com. Very easy to remember.
SandyBakerWriter, all one word, WRITER.com. Mm-hmm. It has a list of all your books on there,
too. It does.
And so what is the new one?
The new one is called Three Sisters Garden, and I hadn't really heard about this type of gardening until a couple of years ago. A lot of people know about it. The book is a takeoff on the American Indian style of gardening, where they put corn, squash, and beans in one plot. And, Steve, this sounds perfect for your garden if you have a small garden in which to grow as many vegetables as you want, because the corn, squash, and beans,
the three sisters,
cooperate and kind of use each other in a very small, maybe 3 to 4 foot diameter plot.
Wonderful. This is pretty new?
It is new. It's maybe about a year old now. Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, but the what's nice about it, it's been kind of the...
I'm sorry.
There you go. Yeah. Corn, squash, and beans. We have three little sisters who are kind of a knockoff on the corn, squash, and beans. And the beans grow up the corn stalk, and the squash is planted around the base. And the squash retains the moisture, keeps the bugs away, the predators, the bad bugs. And the three sisters cooperate. In real life, maybe they don't always, but they do in the garden.
Mm-hmm. And who did the illustrations?
When I write most of my books, I employ an illustrator, and she has done two of my books. She did Howie's Hungerbird Dilemma, and I liked what she did so much that I hired her again. Casey Trace is the illustrator's name. She's not local. She's from Georgia.
Oh,
it's beautiful. The drawings, they're beautiful.
Very colorful, very colorful. And schools like it, especially schools that have gardens, because they have limited space. And all the kids seem to know about Three Sisters Garden. It's my most popular book right now.
This one is.
Yeah. And the Georgia Department of Agriculture bought hundreds of them and handed them out to all the attendees at a conference last year. So that was a thrill.
That's very exciting. Sandy Baker, special guest today on Garden Talk along with Gwen Kilcher. We can go back to calls right now. We've We've been chatting a bit, but let's go back to calls. 636-1350. No one on hold at this moment. We don't have people dangling on hold for an eternity. So if you'd like a word with Gwen, both Master Gardeners, of course, and Sandy Baker, who's gardened for many, many years and has been writing these books since, what, 15, 16 years? How long have you been writing these books? 10 years? 5 years? 8 years?
My first one was published in 2011.
So 5, 6 years you're in this. Mm-hmm. But you've been a master gardener for about 16 years. 16 years. 636-1350 or Steve at KSRO.com. We can go to calls right now.
I'm Laura Ingram, weekday mornings 9 till noon on KSRO.
The holidays are over, and with the new year, the possibilities are endless. You may be thinking about finding your next career, the job of your dreams, or extra income. Well, mark January 18th from 3 to 6 on your calendar for the Sonoma County Employment Expo. Join over 40 employers looking for you. You'll get to meet potential employers in person and could get hired on the spot. With unemployment in Sonoma County hovering around 4%, it's a job seeker's market. You'll meet employers offering a variety of positions like senior management, entry level, retail, leasing consultants and maintenance techs, manufacturing, engineering, security guards, construction, hospitality, and staffing agencies that have even more opportunities. There will also be over 20 organizations offering special resources and services for military veterans. The Sonoma County Employment Expo, Wednesday, January 18th from 3 to 6 at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom. Go to this station's website and click on the Sonoma County Employment Expo link for more info.
Buying or refinancing a home is now easier if you are active or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, or government industries. Here's George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans.
I'd like to share with you a valuable program called Loans to Heroes. Bay Equity offers this to eligible candidates buying or refinancing their home. It's our way of saying thank you for the service you provide every day to our community. People working or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, and the government may save hundreds or thousands because of this program from Bay Equity Home Loans. Learn how you can benefit from Loans to Heroes by calling 707-583-8100 or visit loanstoheroes.com.
Call the professionals at Bay Equity Home Loans with offices in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, Petaluma, Windsor, and Ukiah. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 707-583-8100.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act under the Department of Business Oversight.
This Tuesday, you could quit smoking for good. Attend Mark Patrick's Stop Smoking Hypnosis Seminar Tuesday, January 10th at the Hyatt Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa. In just 2 hours, you can finally become a lifelong non-smoker regardless of your past experience or how long you've been smoking for only $49.99, and that price is guaranteed. Join the 500,000 people who have attended their program and finally kick smoking to the curb. This Tuesday, January 10th, at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa at 2 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Space is limited, so hurry. Pre-register at markpatrickseminars.com. Registration starts a half an hour before. Get more info and pre-register today at markpatrickseminars.com. Again, that's markpatrickseminars.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Gwen Kilcher and special guest Sandy Baker in the KSRO Greenhouse, taking garden talk calls at 636-1350. Know we can help you with any garden questions you might have. Following up on a couple calls, we just got Suncrest Nurseries. Someone wanted to see about ordering from them, but that won't be possible, will it?
They're a wholesale nursery in Watsonville, but a lot of the local nurseries around here buy from them. And if they do, you know, just ask them, do you buy plants from Suncrest Nursery? Yes, we do. Then you can special order some things from them. So you can go on their website and look at their plant availability list, and if you can recognize any of those names or this and that, but you know, they just have a lot of neat plants that do well here that, you know, have like new introductions of, you know, plants that we haven't grown here before. And so it's time to widen our plant palette. And like Emerissa Gardens, for example, they sell a lot in 4-inch perennials and some 1 gallons. They also seem to grow a lot of plants that were not really available years ago that do well in Sonoma County. And they have a wholesale and retail store on Irwin Road Drive.
Irwin Lane.
So you could go there and have fun buying some unusual plants.
A KSRO Garden Talk listener confirms that you are correct, Sandy. The skunk's name was
Flower.
That'd be a good trivia question.
Well, it's funny. What garlic is called the stinking rose. So not all flowers are fragrant, are they? There's a lot of flowers that have very kind of putrid meat.
A lot of the new hybridized roses don't have a fragrance at all.
At all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're doing that because of the downy mildew disease and the other black spot. And because you can't have a fragrant hybrid tea rose and disease resistant. So now...
Not yet.
Well, look, how many years has it been, and they still haven't been able to do that?
Yeah.
So enjoy the beautiful rose, you know, cut it, bring it in the house, but don't expect any fragrance.
So do you have any frost tender plants growing on your property now that you've had to protect, or have you lost anything?
My lime tree has taken a big hit. I didn't get it covered in time.
Your what tree?
Lime.
Oh, the lime tree. Oh, okay.
My lime tree has, yeah. Oh. So I'm going to have to, after all the frost is gone, I'm going to have to prune that to... So it looks a little bit better.
Do you have succulents?
I have some succulents, but mine are very hardy. And they have sat there, and they're all perked up, but they're doing fine. They have good drainage. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Don't we think of succulents as being somewhat frost tender?
Well,
a
lot of them are, but a lot of the nurseries are growing or selling more frost hardy succulents because they just sold anything and everything, and then every year all these succulents would be dying and people would get upset, and so, you know, they're now saying, oh, we've got some more frost resistant varieties that can handle cold weathers no problem, you know, light frosts and all that. So they're out there. They're more now than they were years ago.
Do you have roses on your property?
I have a few roses. I took about 30 bushes out when we first moved in. They were very old. They were scraggly. They didn't look good. And it would have taken too much time and energy to bring them back. I have maybe about 6 rose bushes. My salvia, Leucantha, the Mexican bush sage, that's one that's always takes a hit. Mm-hmm. You know, with the first frost, mm-hmm. it just looks terrible. But already, I mean, it's so hardy down there at the base. The little basil sprouts are already growing up. Oh, and also the Tagetes, the Mexican marigold, that takes a hit. Both of those are beautiful fall plants, and they look horrible right now, but they're going to look glorious again.
Do you have a little greenhouse on your property?
No greenhouse.
Oh,
I have a potting shed. That doesn't do anything. It's not a greenhouse.
And are you getting ready to prune your roses?
Definitely getting ready to prune.
It's about time.
Prune and spray.
And you do spray?
Dormant oil.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's probably the least toxic thing you could probably spray on roses.
Yeah, and I just read, too, that if you have a peach tree, and I guess I knew this a long time ago, if you have a peach tree, you spray that with the copper.
Yeah.
Instead of the dormant oil. So.
And you have a peach tree?
I have a peach tree that produced about 6 peaches last year. So each year it's supposed to get better, right?
What variety is it, you know?
It's the Babcock.
Oh, yeah.
I love those white Babcock.
Oh, yeah. Makes my mouth water. Yeah,
so this is a new tree you planted a couple years ago?
All 4 are new because in Monet's garden, they had fruit trees interplanted with the flowers. So I'm working on it.
You're really trying to be true to the Monet
garden.
I'll assume this. You've been to Monet's gardens?
Yes, I have.
And you took lavish photographs?
I did.
And you have books on Monet's gardens, too?
I do.
Sure. Okay.
I have books on French country homes and gardens.
So you're definitely heavily invested
I am
into
right there.
Recreating that.
And I just planted, I took out my front lawn and planted 24 lavender Provence.
Oh, perfect.
So they are going to be gorgeous.
And they're hardy, aren't they? They don't require much
very
maintenance,
hardy.
Do they?
You just prune them back after you just harvest the lavender.
And are you doing anything with the lavender you harvest?
I hang it up in little bunches with rubber bands in my potting shed. And when you go into my potting shed, the lavender fragrance just knocks you out. And then all the rubber bands break and the lavender's all over my potting shed.
Wow. And do you make sachets or anything like that?
I do not. But no. I give the bunches away because people really like it. And I put big bunches of it inside my house. Oh. I love that smell throughout the house.
Are there plants in Monet's gardens that you can't plant here? Have you found any yet?
No.
Everything in France, in the Provence, will do well here.
Correct.
In Santa Rosa.
Absolutely.
Well, that's encouraging, isn't it?
It is.
Wonderful.
I want to know, with all this gardening that you do, when do you have time to write? And are you thinking of writing another book?
Oh.
Anything coming out?
Yeah, good question. I am working on a book. It's not one that I'm writing. I am illustrating an adult coloring book.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Gardens Around the Globe. Yeah, and there's not going to be much text, but whenever we travel, I take a lot of pictures, lots of photos, and I'm illustrating based on the photos I've taken from New Zealand to Iceland to Monet's garden to all across California and the East Coast and France, other places we've visited.
So is this a photography book or is this
No, it's a coloring book.
It's a coloring book.
I'm illustrating, hand-drawing every single page. But using my photos as the models.
I see.
So there's going to be a lot of detail that you will have to color in?
A lot of detail, yes.
Oh, I love coloring books, too. When is this
going to
be?
I'll make sure you get one.
When is that going to be?
It's going to be out in May, just in time for the garden tour.
So you can sell your book at the garden tour?
Sure.
Excellent.
Yes.
So far ahead of us.
Yes.
So that's Gardens Around the World.
Gardens Around the Globe.
Around the Globe. I wrote down
Gardens
World.
Around the Globe, yes.
Okay. By Sandy Baker.
Correct.
Make a note of that. We'll take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll come back. More garden talk, about a half hour, where we switch from the greenhouse over to the Chaos Arto Kitchen, where we'll meet up with Chef John Ash. We have a grain program planned for you today. Yes, grains grown in Sonoma, Mendocino, Napa, Lake County. It's the common thing, and why not to grow our own grains and grind our own flour? We also have a gifted baker, Mike Zukoski. He's known as The Baker. It's spelled B-E-J-K-R, B-E-J. KR. He's a world-class baker, not just a baker. He's won numerous awards. He was part of the award-winning 2012 team that went to Paris to represent America in the Coupe du Monde de Boulangerie. They came in third out of about 20 teams from around the world, and Mike represented the U.S. as the competitor in the 2014 Bread Baking Championship. So he'll be bringing in some fresh baked bread from his ovens for us to taste this morning and talk about growing grains locally. And also how kind of that figures into the mass-produced gluten intolerance, which many of us are experiencing, and how possibly locally produced grains that are of a different strain could possibly prevent that type of reaction. We'll learn a lot during the Good Food Hour today.
Hey, Sonoma County, I'm Stephen Curry, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
For over 40 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions, not just quick fixes, for our entire community. Everyone deserves a good life, a quality education that leads to a stable job, income that can support a family through retirement, and good health. To create lasting change, United Way focuses on solving the underlying causes of common problems in education, income, and health. The mission of United Way of the Wine Country is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of our community through leadership, community engagement, and effective investment. United Way of the Wine Country envisions an educated community where all people live healthy, productive lives and can contribute to the well-being of our communities. For more information about United Way of the Wine Country and to see how you can give, advocate, or volunteer, go online to UnitedWayWineCountry.org. United Way of the Wine Country, improving lives locally.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to rabbit, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
DJ Sash and Glass has been a proud family-owned and operated company since 1960. Located at 2985 Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, DJ's is your full-service residential and commercial glass company, supplying one of the largest and most trusted names in windows and doors, Milgard. Milgard windows are custom-made to order and designed to make a statement in any home. DJ's is proud to now feature the Essence Series windows from Milgard. DJ's specializes in heavy custom shower doors, custom and standard shower and tub enclosures, mirrors, skylights, and garden windows, or a simple repair to your screens, fixing a broken window, or cutting a glass piece to any size. DJ's in-house installation crew has you covered from free in-home estimates to the completion of the job. Add a touch of class to your glass with the help of DJ's. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com. DJ Sash and Glass.
Police have identified the five victims in Friday's mass shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport and are notifying relatives. Six others remain in the hospital for gunshot wounds. Investigators say they're not ruling out terrorism, but aren't any closer to knowing why the suspected gunman, a former National Guardsman, would open fire. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International with more.
The FBI now believes Esteban Santiago came here to Fort Lauderdale Airport with a purpose.
Indications are that he came here to carry out this horrific attack.
But why, the FBI's George Pirro said investigators still don't know. So far, searches of social media and interviews with relatives have turned up no particular triggers. Esteban Santiago is now jailed, awaiting a court appearance on Monday. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International Airport.
The FBI says they expect to announce charges against Santiago later this afternoon. Their investigation is ongoing. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Overcast and rain today, now up to 2 inches, high 56. Heaviest rains come tonight and into tomorrow morning. Temperatures in the mid-50s. Storm continues tomorrow through Tuesday in the mid to high 50s. Should ease off into partly cloudy skies by Wednesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Stay and play at Graton Resort and Casino, your destination all in. Experience incredible gaming action, great dining, and a new luxury hotel. Book your stay today at GraytonResortCasino.com.
So we are taking a virtual tour of Sandy Baker's Monet-inspired gardens of Santa Rosa, California. So you've given us a little virtual tour of some of the plants you've planted to replicate Monet's gardens. And I'm sure many of our listeners have been there. I had the pleasure of going to Monet's gardens a couple times over the years and loving it. And do you have a pond?
I do have a pond. It doesn't have any fish in it right now.
Does it have a rowboat?
Oh, it darn, it doesn't have a rowboat. I'm going to have to bring a rowboat in because Monet always had a rowboat in his pond.
Well, for the garden tour, maybe you could fill it. I'm sure you'll fill that whole pond in May with water. No, you probably won't do that.
I am going to.
Are you really going to?
I swear I am.
Oh, and what other plants in Monet's gardens that you have?
I have quite a few different salvias. I have wisteria, four huge wisteria.
And those are doing well, probably.
Those are doing very well. Yeah, they thrive here.
What are they growing on, out of curiosity?
On?
Yeah, they're growing on trellises.
The
or
soil
like
is very good. I have two arbors or pergolas, whichever you want to call them, wisteria plant on either side, growing up on either side, and then beginning to hang down.
Yeah. I want to get a visual.
Yes, that's right. Good question. Got to have a visual here.
And are they white? Are they purple?
They're purple. They're the purple ones, yes. And I have a lot of love and a lot of lavender.
And how are they doing? Provence. They're kind of questionable around here.
I don't think
they're doing okay?
Yeah, they're doing very well. Yeah. They look like they're four-year-old plants, and they've just been like a year and a half now. They look wonderful.
What's not doing so well?
What's not doing well? everything's doing well. The things that get hit by frost get hit by frost or cold weather every year, like the Mexican bush sage and the Mexican marigold, but they're going to be...
What about lilacs? How are they doing?
My lilacs are doing... Okay, they look really great in the spring, and but I wish they were bigger and more beautiful. There's something I probably need to be doing about them.
We're not in New York, Sandy.
I know.
Lilacs, I love that cold.
Lilacs and peonies. That's what you grew back in New York and Pennsylvania.
Do you have peonies?
I do have peonies. They're tree peonies. They're not the typical low-growing bush peonies, and they are. They do beautifully, and I kind of prune them a little bit. What else do I have? I have just planted a lot of galium, I want to say.
That sweet woodruff ground
no,
cover?
No, not sweet woodruff. No, the big, like the garlic, the big bulb, the big...
Alliums.
Allium, not galium, but alliums. Monet's garden had a lot of gorgeous, the gigantic globe alliums. And they are bulbs, and I've planted a lot of those.
So they'll get to be like, what, 5 feet high or so?
Some of them could get to be about maybe 3 or 4 feet.
Okay.
And I just intersperse them throughout the entire garden. Plus, I have a lot of irises. My irises... The bearded irises are all white, and my Dutch iris are all that great, like, indigo, purpley-blue color.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so I have those. What else? Well, that'll give you good flavor for what it looks like. I think it'll...
Do you tuck in annuals anywhere?
Do I tuck in annuals? Sometimes I'll put in calendulas, because they like the garden in the winter, just for a little bit of color. But normally, no, I don't do annuals.
And you didn't mention a vegetable garden.
No, I have lots of herbs, but I don't do vegetables. Even though I've written the Three Sisters Garden, which is all about vegetables, I don't do vegetables.
No tomatoes, no peppers, no.
Sometimes I'll do cherry tomatoes, the several varieties of cherry tomatoes. I put them in the garden.
Did Monet have a vegetable garden?
Not that I saw.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
It was tucked away somewhere.
I'm going to have to research
that.
Not
part of the tour.
Wasn't part of the tour. I like to mix little vegetables in with the ornamentals. I think they like each other, and they're good for attracting beneficials and keeping some of the bad guys out.
That's a good point.
And then you can start calling your garden an edible garden. Edible landscaping, you know, when you start doing that, incorporating vegetables.
Did you consciously think about planting any plants that would attract a large percentage of bees and butterflies, or did they just do that anyway? Obviously,
I always consider that. I'm a really big, also native plant gardener and habitat gardener. So everything I plant is to attract the birds, the bees, the butterflies, and bugs. Asclepias in particular, which is the milkweed, which is so good for the monarch butterflies. I have about maybe three varieties of Asclepias. The narrow leaf and a couple of others, I forget, fascicularis.
Wow. I can't wait till May. I mean, I like January, February, March, April, but May, I've already got spring in my mind by listening to you describe your Monet's garden, which will be part of the Medical Alliance Foundation's 25th annual tour in May. And we'll tell you all about that, of course, as the time gets closer. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. 636-1350. We can squeeze in some calls. And hey, you want to give away a couple of the Three Sisters Garden, your new book?
Oh, please. I'd love to
Why don't we, sure. for people to call, 636-1350. We have a couple couple of these would be great for
a
grandchild, child, or just an adult. They're wonderful, beautiful, brand new from Sandy Baker. The Three Sisters Garden, written by local author Sandy Baker. 636-1350 if you want a copy. Next two calls or so. Well, how about doing it that way?
Yeah, that sounds great. Books.
Okay, 636-1350. We'll give an autographed copy of Sandy Baker's new book. How about that? And, of course, you can accompany your call. Now, you don't have to just be greedy and want to win something. You could actually, if you'd want, ask a gardening question. Both Gwen and Sandy are available for a one-on-one private gardening consult.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201.
Downtown is thriving. It's the heartbeat of Santa Rosa. Looking for a relaxing break? There are a number of spots where you can meet friends or enjoy some alone time.
Hi, this is Crystal from Aroma Roasters. For over 25 years, we've been roasting award-winning coffees right here in historic Railroad Square. In addition to our large selection of organic coffees and teas, we offer breakfast, lunch, and dessert options. We're open until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays, so come on down.
Hi, this is Neil from Barnes & Noble at 4th and D, inviting you to shop Santa Rosa's largest selection of books. Our booksellers would love to help you find the perfect book or gift while you enjoy a beverage from the in-store Starbucks. We're open 9 to 9 every day. Keep us in mind for your holiday gift-giving.
You can also visit Holy Roast and Flying Goat, Atlas, and Pete's Coffee, all within downtown, the heartbeat of Santa Rosa. See more and learn more at srcity.org/downtown.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
When thinking about the content of your ads, it's important to connect with your potential customers. That means knowing more about them so you can create ads that will resonate with them. A simple way to find out what's in the hearts of any group of potential customers is by using a search engine and simply typing in, "What are target customers feeling?" Remember, it's feelings that will establish the emotional connection in any of your commercials. I just searched for, "What are single mums with two kids feeling?" I got hundreds of thousands of results, stories about resources, parenting, finances, dating, all of which would help you speak to the hearts of single mums. Try searching for the car buyers, dieters, cell phone users, or remodelers that you want to attract. Once you know what's true for them, what's real, and what they're feeling, you can create ads for them that are bound to connect.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
Good morning, Stacy. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. You're on with Gwen and with author Sandy Baker. Did you have a question or you just want a book?
Oh, I'm just excited for the book.
Okay. Well, we've got a book for you. Here it is, Three Sisters Garden, written by Sandy Baker. Would you like her to personally inscribe it? It says Happy Gardening in 2017. Would you like a personal inscription?
No, if she signed it to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, that would be great.
Now, did you say Stacy or Tracy?
Yeah, no, it's Tracy.
Oh, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y?
Correct.
Okay, there, I'm passing this to Sandy now. She's going to do a personal inscription to you, Tracy. And I'm assuming,
perfect,
since you listen to the show, you love to garden.
I do love to garden. In fact, I just trimmed all my roses yesterday.
Oh,
so
good for you.
So proud that I did it on time.
Good for you. One, cross that off your list of things to do.
So
that's exactly right. I failed so many years. This time I nailed it.
How many roses did you have to prune?
12.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay.
I must admit that I enlisted some help from a professional.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the way to do it.
So he came over and taught me how to do it.
Perfect.
That's the way to do it. And so we'll have this book at the front desk for you whenever you want to come by and pick it up.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy pruning.
happy completion of pruning. Let's see. Oh, it is. It does say JJ. This is JJ who would like a word with us. Good morning, JJ. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSR with Sandy and Gwen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like a book?
I would.
Okay. Would you like Sandy to inscribe it to JJ?
I'd love that.
I'm passing this over to Sandy. Take your signing pen out again, Sandy, to JJ. And are you a garden lover?
I am. I'm more focused on things I can eat.
You have a question about persimmons?
Actually, it wasn't a question. Oh. It was a follow-up comment to the conversation about cooking with the Fuyu persimmons.
Yes.
And I just wanted to offer that they are wonderful as baked, the same way you would do baked apples.
Oh, yeah.
And many recipes online for various ways to season or spice them or drizzle them with sauces. And they're just wonderful that way.
And what I like to do is I just like to cut one in half, sprinkle brown sugar, and put it under the broiler.
Yeah.
And it's, Steve mentioned that a couple of weeks ago on the radio with the hashiyu.
That's right.
When they are nice and soft. Yeah. But being that I didn't have any at the time, I just used the fuyus.
Yeah.
I cut the stem out, and I cut it in half and did exactly that and put them under the broiler for just a little bit. And wow.
Were they good?
And you can eat the skin and everything.
And I've never met a persimmon I didn't like.
Another combination is you slice those fuyus and spread a little fig jam and goat cheese on them.
Oh, man.
That's a really wonderful, tasty combination.
Oh, that's
and you don't bake that or anything?
I don't bake it. You just eat those slices.
That's beautiful. Mm. Well, thanks for the call, JJ. And we have a book for you to pick up at your convenience.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you so much. And I have so much enjoyed this morning's conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Nice talking with you. Savita, I believe, might like a book and might have a gardening question. Hi, Savita. Welcome to Garden Talk. Good morning.
Thank you. I, too, am just really enjoying the conversation. Thank you, Sandy. I need a better primer about all the lavenders. You utilize the Provence, is that right?
The lavender, huh?
Yes, the lavender Provence.
So is that the one that is a tall growing one that has really long stems with the lavender flowers on top?
Yes, it is.
Are there other varieties that also are the ones that you can really do a nice cutting of to have a nice bouquet with?
I think the Grosso is probably fairly similar, and both the Provence and the Grosso are quite large plants. Even Hidcoat Blue works, but it doesn't have stems that are as tall as the Provence or Grosso.
And you know what, when I have plain old English lavender. And that is like the mother of all the lavenders. And that one has long stems with the flowers. And that they use that species to breed with another species, I don't know which one, to get Provence and Grosso and who knows what else is out there. But plain old Lavendula angustifolia. Simple. Plain old English lavender. And then and the varieties that Sandy suggested.
Lovely. Thank you, everybody.
Did you want a book, Savita?
Yes.
Well, we have three to choose from. We have Color My Garden, we have Mrs. Feeney and the Grubby Garden Gang, or Zach's Zany Zucchini Land.
How about number two?
That would be Mrs. Feeney and the Grubby Garden Gang. Would you like that one?
That would be just so lovely. Thank you.
Would you like to personally have that inscribed to you?
Sure.
Okay, and that's spelled Savita. Is that correct?
That's accurate.
So that's to Savita, and we'll have this book from Sandy Baker at the front desk for you to pick up at your convenience.
I so appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thanks, Savita, for calling.
Nice talking with you.
Good, and get planting lavender out there with
now,
all that.
Sandy's going to get me to plant more lavenders now.
Oh, I love it. Can't have enough lavender.
Yeah, see, I only have a few plants, but I'm thinking, you know, I know places in my garden I could plant more.
Well, they're easy care, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled the whole half of the front lawn after I'd planted the lavender with gravel, small gravel, because the lavender love the heat that's reflected, that's absorbed by the gravel, likes the heat from the sun, and that's good because the more sun lavender gets, the better they.
So even if it's in the 90s during the summer, it's not going to bother the lavender.
Will not bother them. Yep.
Okay. Marvelous. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We could take a few more phone calls before Garden Talk concludes for this Saturday, and then Chef John Ash will meet up with him in the KSRO kitchen. We welcome a heritage grain grower, a farmer from Mendocino County who's really driving the renaissance of locally produced grains, and a world-class baker who bakes with these grains will be in the KSRO kitchen to entice us with some terrific bread. It's not just for us, but you can purchase this bread here in Sonoma County.
This is the North Bay's home of Oakland Raiders play-by-play. News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's. You should buy your trailer at Reed's, a fifth wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-329-4100. That's 1-800-329-4100. 1-800-329-4100. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Why use CarClickGo.com to find your next vehicle? You'll get access to the most new and used cars in Sonoma County, like a 2015 Ford Focus for less than $10,000 at Silvera Buick GMC, a 2012 Dodge Charger for less than $15,000 at Lithia Dodge, or get a 2013 Subaru Crosstech Premium Wagon for $20,000 at Manly Honda. Whatever you're searching for is just a short drive away by using CarClickGo.com. Remove the stress, increase your success.
CarClickGo.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Nana's Cake.
It's Nana's 80th birthday, and you accidentally locked your keys in the car, along with her ice cream cake. No worries, this is a happy story. You have Liberty Mutual Insurance with 24-hour roadside assistance, and help is on the way. Liberty saves the day, and Nana even gives you an extra piece of unmelted cake.
Visit a local office or call 844-8-LIBERTY. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional towing and labor coverage underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
want to thank Gwen Kilcher for coming in today. Thank Gwen.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're always here, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. You have me confused with Sandy.
Oh, Sandy Baker comes in once a year, the first Saturday of every year, to read the wonderful New Year's poem. Thank you. It's become such a beautiful tradition.
Yeah, you're welcome. I enjoy it. Every year we have more expression and more fun. And
you read it with such enthusiasm and passion. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
We are passionate gardeners.
Yeah, you both really are. And I want to remind folks that you can meet Sandy personally in May if you attend the Sonoma County Medical Alliance Foundation's 25th anniversary, the Garden Tour, which will be in and around Santa Rosa this year. They took last year off.
Correct.
But this is going to be a big one. It's going to be a fantastic fundraiser.
It is.
All your money goes to very worthwhile Sonoma County-based charitable causes.
Mostly children's and women's health causes.
It's wonderful. And it will be probably around March, April before they come out with the official tour book and all of that, and tickets go on sale. And we'll have one of the folks from the gardens come into the show. We'll give away some tickets. We'll promote it because it's one of our favorite events all year. And with all this great water, oh my gosh, the gardens are going to be mind-blowing.
And the weeds, too.
And the what?
Weeds.
Oh, thanks, Sandy, for bringing us down.
We have to start working on those weeds.
Oh, gosh. And I guess it's going to be a slug and snail-a-thon. And that's true. We have to take the good with the bad, mm-hmm. right? But it's all God's creations. We have to love it all. With controlling it, but loving it.
Yes, that's right.
At the same time. So this is wonderful. Well, I'm sure looking forward to seeing your work in progress.
Thank you.
Your Monet Gardens. And, of course, looking forward to seeing your books and your new book that's coming out next year, is it?
Oh, it'll be out in late April this year.
And that'll be for sale at the May Garden Tour at your property.
Yeah, on my website and some of the local bookstores and all.
Marvelous. Yeah. We'll see you next week, Gwen. Is that right?
I do have a question for Sandy. Where can people buy your books? What bookstores specifically?
Copperfields usually carries them.
Mm-hmm.
And Marissa has carried them, Marissa Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Sonoma Mission Gardens carries them. The store that carries all of them all the time is Made Local on 4th Street in downtown Santa Rosa. It's a wonderful store. All the artists are local artists, and you find an amazing variety of artifacts and artwork and books, and that's where they're carried. That would be the best place.
Made Local on 4th Street right here in Santa Rosa carries all your books, and everything is Made Local.
It is.
So
it is.
Can you buy the books direct from your website, too?
You can buy them directly from the website.
Okay, and your website is Sandy Baker Writer. SandyBakerWriter.com. Easy to remember.
It is.